So this week, we have, as we had last year, we have Shivaso B'Tammuz, the fall of the Shabbos. Which means that you don't fast the Shivaso B'Tammuz, because Shivaso B'Tammuz is on Shabbos. And you postpone the fast for Shabbos to Sunday. The Avnei Nezer and Simon Taf Chavov asked the following shaila. And I know someone who asked this question this year as well. Halacha l'maaseh, a bar mitzvah boy, his bar mitzvah day, his birthday, is Yud Ches Tammuz, Chai Tammuz. Does he have to fast on Yud Ches Tammuz or not? If with the fast was supposed to be Yud Tammuz, he wasn't bar mitzvah. Sunday is Yud Ches Tammuz. Does he have to fast that day or not? So Avnei Nezer builds up the question the following way. He says, what's the Rav Kiva? How do you learn it? The Shaila is, how do you understand the idea of a tainis which is nitcha? A tainis which is pushed off. The translation of nitcha is pushed off. Do you look at a tainis like it was pushed off? Meaning, tainis was supposed to be on Shabbos. But you can't do it on Shabbos, so you push it off to the next day. Meaning it's really hashlama. It's a fill-in for the missing fast that you had before. Is that what it is? Or the pshat is that it's when Chazal established the days of the fast, they said that when it falls on Shabbos, you do it on Sunday. That's the day. The day this year is not Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, it's just Chai B'Tammuz. And then that would be the Afkamina. If the idea is that this year the fast is on Yud Ches B'Tammuz, so boy, because bar mitzvah on Yud Ches has to fast, because today is the first, that's the day of the fast. But if the whole idea of Yud Ches is only Ashlama, you're only filling in what you missed the day before, he didn't miss the day before, he doesn't have to fast Yud Ches B'Tammuz. Taka, this week, lapped with Rav Tzvi Yaakov Stein, so he got a shayla this week about a girl who turns bas mitzvah on Yud Ches B'Tammuz. Does she have to fast this Sunday or not? So that's what Avnei Nezer brings a Chakir. Now, Avnei Nezer himself quotes the Machlekes, we're showing that we have, which is a Machlekes that we pass in the Halacha, regarding Tisha B'Av, which we'll have this year as well. When Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, so the din is you move Tisha B'Av to Sunday. So we're showing you, argue, is there any Dinei Avelos on Shabbos? Do you have to do anything on Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos? This machlokes we're showing him is brought down between the machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Imchal Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos mutar b'chulam." There's no isurim on Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos. Afilu b'tashu shamito. It's called Dovish Betzina. Even things which are not apparent to anybody else, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. There's no problem. There's no avilus at all. The Rambam says, "V'yesh oistrim tashu shamito v'chenu yagin." There are more paskins that dvarim shebetzina, things that people don't see, you have to be noeg dinei avelus even on Tisha B'Av when it falls on Shabbos. It's famous that the Goyen argues on the Rama over here and gives us the concept that we have today that Tisha B'Av, the falls on Shabbos, is really there's no avelus at all. But the Rama holds there is some avelus over here. Says the Avnei Nezer, this is the chuy the machlekes. According to Shulchan Aruch, Tisha B'Av on Shabbos is no Tisha B'Av at all. Meaning Tisha B'Av, this year Tisha B'Av will be on Yud B'Av. And even though I couldn't implement something, there's no need to implement something. Tisha B'Av is not on Shabbos, it was moved to a different day. Mashenk and the Ramah, no, Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos itself. And because Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos itself, so you have to do whatever you can do. Whatever you're allowed to do, Midine avails the Shabbos, you have to do on Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. And obviously, we, the Ashkenazim, in general, Paschal and Ramah, that you need to do, there's a velus on Tisha B'Av that falls on Shabbos. That's one makor, one source to this thing that Avnei Nezer himself brings it. There's another one. It's actually a famous Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Shin Aleph says a big yisoid, and that, there's another Brisker Rov that speaks about it as well. The Bishayis has a question: why an Asar Betevis brings a Rishayim that say that Asar Betevis, a different fast, the fast in the middle of the winter, Asar Betevis, if it would fall on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. That's what he brings. Any other fast that falls on Shabbos, you don't fast on Shabbos. So the Bishayis really asked on this Risha, how can it be? Why should it be different? So Minchas Chinuch has an idea. He wants to say that every fast that we have is not a fast that's totally in the day. It's totally on the month. Meaning, based on the Novi. The Novi said, it's a pasuk we have in Yishayah and Zechariah, and then in Yirmiyah. The pasuk is, Tzoyim Arivi, V'tzoyim HaChamishi, V'tzoyim HaSiri. What's a Arivi HaMishi HaSiri? What are you talking about? You're talking about the fourth month, the fifth month, the tenth month. It's the din is, you have to fast a day of the fourth month. You have to fast a day of the fifth month. What is the day? Well, Chazal told you, you should do Yitzayim HaTamos. He brings that to reason, because we know that the first bais, in the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, when was the day that the city was penetrated? So Taisa says, it wasn't Yudzayim Metamus, it was Zayim Metamus. The second Beis HaMikdash was Yudzayim Metamus. When the Novi spoke about in the first Beis HaMikdash. So how did Chazal go and switch the day from Zayim Metamus to Yudzayim Metamus? So says Michas, you see from here, there's no really Mi'ikar Din, there's no day. It's a din in the month. Din of the month. You could do it any day of the month. Chazal told you this should be the day. But really it could be any other day of the month. That's what he says. And that's why if it falls on Shabbos, you move it to a different day. And some want to say based on that Asar Batavis is a din in the day, not a din in the month, therefore you can't push it from Shabbos. Okay. So according to Michas Chinuch, sounds what? That really there's no din to fast today. Isn't it the fast someday during this month? We established the Yudzayim Metamus. If it's Yudzayim Metamus on Shabbos, you move to a different day. It's not a Shlomo, it's just moving the date. That's what Chizkiyuch says. The Chizkiyuch adds to that, that if Kamina is Lamaisa, what happens if a person, by mistake, ate doing Yudzayim Metamus? Not a fast, it fell on Shabbos. Let's say Yudzayim Metamus fell on a Sunday, and he went, and by mistake he ate. So it says Chizkiyuch, so you should move the date, a different date. Chizkiyuch says, another Kamina, if a person is sick, he can't fast that day. So do a different day of the month. You don't have to do Davka that day. That's what Chizkiyuch says. We pass, and the Mishnah Berurah says, not like the Mechazchinuch. He brings the halacha, we have in Hilchos Tainis, a Tavkus HaMeches, what happens if a person was accepted on himself a day to fast, and he ate by mistake, he should do a different fast, a different day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only when he accepted himself a voluntary fast. But if you have a Tainis Tzibur, and a person ate in the middle, he must continue that fast. Even if he ate, you don't rush them. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. He says, the kol shekin ba'abo tanesim akvuim, v'shechal tanes tziburim shochach, ve'ocha aboy, bevadai mechuyiv la'ashim ha'tainis, ve'ein tzorich lisanis yomachim. You don't move the date. So Mashlim Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Minchas Chinuch. So one could have said the following. According to Minchas Chinuch, really, the day of the month is not really so... It's not so kavua. It's not a day that has to be that day. It's not an established date. Chazal gave us one day to do it, which is the day that Churban Beis HaMikdash have in that day. But really, any day of the month could work, and if it doesn't work at Shabbos, you move it a different day. It's not a Shlomo, it's a moving of the day. The Mishnah Berurah, in theory, doesn't say like Mechaz Chinuch. And if a person made a mistake in eight, you don't move it to a different date. Meaning that day is the Ikar day, so when you have a Shabbos, you move it to Sunday, it's really a Shlomo. It's really just a fill-in to the day that you missed. That's when we could say, according to this, this is the second source, that according to the Mishnah Berurah, we really are doing Ashlama because the day must be the day that Chazal gave us. We have another very simple source to the idea that Tisha B'Av or any tainis that moves, it's not really that day. We have a halacha which is different in Tisha B'Av this year than happens every year. This year, Tisha B'Av is supposed to be on Shabbos, and it's moved to Sunday. When you have a regular Tisha B'Av, and you have a bris during Tisha B'Av, are you allowed to eat? No. Is the Baal Bris allowed to eat? Then his brothers cannot eat. But if Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, and it was moved to Sunday, so brought down on Halacha Shulchan Aruch, the Baal Bris can eat after Chatzos, after Mincha. He does Mincha Gedolah, and after Mincha Gedolah he does the Bris, and the father of the Baal Bris usually means three people. It means the father of the baby, the Sanduk, and the Moyel. These three can eat this year, Tisha B'Av Shabbos, they can eat after Mincha. Comes with Kivya Eger on the spot and says that based on this idea, that's what we have, the idea, even though the Mi'ikar Adin, even though today we pass it a little differently, a pregnant woman or a nursing woman doesn't fast any fast, but Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And same thing to a person who's sick, is not feeling well. If he's not feeling well, he can stop fasting on any one of the fasts, except Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur. Says Rav Akiva Eiger, but if Tisha B'av was pushed for Shabbos to Sunday, and it's hard for him to fast, you see from here that he can be Mekel on Tisha B'av that was Nitche. Why can he be Mekel? Because now the real Tisha B'av. It's a pushed Tisha B'av. If it's a pushed off Tisha B'av, it's something that you're not machmer so much. So from here, you see a Raya Brua, that Tisha B'av, it's not that we move the Tisha B'av this year from Tes to Yud. It's really Tisha B'av supposed to be a test, and we're just doing our Shlomo to move it to the next day. That's another Raya. Finally, the last Raya I want to bring over here is the Igros Moshe. Moshe Feinstein brings, he has a discussion. When you have Shiva Sofer Tammuz, somebody asked him a Shaila, are you allowed to do a wedding in the night of Shiva Sofer Tammuz? If Shiva Sofer Tammuz is on a Thursday, can you do a wedding Wednesday night? Says the Moshe, yes. The 3 weeks just start in the morning. They don't start in the evening. That's what he says, Lalocha Lamas. But what happens this year and the Igros Moshe? What happens when you have Shiva Sofer Tammuz on Shabbos and you pushed it to Sunday? Can you do a wedding with the Shabbos? Says the Igros Moshe, no, you can't do a wedding with the Shabbos. And that is Losha. Vizay Metamos Shechal B'Shabbos Kodesh. V'nitchel Yom Rishon. Poshud Lani Yosdaiti. Sheyesh Lesom Shuvin Dini B'nei Metzoyim Cholu Oid B'Shabbos. The Yesh Mem Shenoyah Gigam B'Shabbos. There's really 3 weeks. Don't start on Sunday. We didn't move everything to Sunday. The 3 weeks started on Shabbos. That's what he says. Is by the way, the Maimer HaMuzgar, what started on Shabbos? What exactly, the Igros Moshe says, when Zayim Metamos falls on Shabbos, the Minhagim, the 3 weeks, already started on Shabbos. What started on Shabbos?
The counting of the series.
Yeah, but what, he says the Minhagim. The Yeshvim Shenoyagim Gam Shabbos. There's the Minhagim, the Noyag goes to Shabbos. What's the name of Shabbos? In doing the 3 weeks, what in the 9 days, you have some things regarding wearing nice clothes, you know, regarding going Shabbatino. Okay. But what do you have when you're doing the 3 weeks? What do you have on Shabbos?
Haircut.
What?
Can't do haircut.
Can't do a haircut on Shabbos?
Can't just do it anyway.
What?
Can't do it on Shabbos anyway.
So I searched for it. I was trying to figure out what Igros Moshe is speaking about. I don't know if that's what he means. I found only one thing that maybe, that's maybe one thing that happens on Shabbos. We have a halacha 3 weeks. A person should refrain, should try to refrain. It's not a mamash halacha kvur. It's only a good idea not to do shechiyonah. You don't do shechiyonah during the 3 weeks. So don't buy a very expensive suit or a very expensive car when you say shechiyonah. Don't say shechiyonah on kelim chadashim that you buy during the 3 weeks. What happens on Shabbos? So Magnavron brings a machloikis. He brings a machloikis. Can you do it on Shabbos or not? Right, the Tzimut Tavkuv Nun Aleph brings the Morgan Avram. He has Machlekes. Can you do Shechiyon on Shabbos? And he says that Arizal says not to do on Shabbos during the 3 weeks. Let's see if I find it. Yes, he says, the Mishkanov says, Toivli Zoim Loim Shechiyon Ben Ametzoyim. But not to do Shechiyon. Says the Morgan Avram will be Shabbos Shori. Shabbos, you can do it. That's where he brings the name in Mata Moshe, the name of the Levush. Bekisrei also a filu b'Shabbos. V'nirili says the Mogen Avraham, Timchal Yudzayim Metamuz b'Shabbos. What happens if she also has falls on Shabbos? V'nitcha, you move to Sunday, mutar l'kulel. Then everybody agrees you can do shechiyon. That's what says the Mogen Avraham. Comes the Shari Tshuva in the bottom, and he brings in the name of, the Tshuva's Baal Kesek Doilo. That even on Shabbos of Shiva Sofer Tammuz Nidcha, you can't do Shechiyon. So maybe that's what the Gemara should mean. There's some things, at least according to one man d'amar, on Shabbos of Shiva Sofer Tammuz, you already have the 3 weeks. So therefore, when it's a Shabbos, you can't do a wedding.
Motzei Shabbos is, what's the question? It's a Sunday. Motzei Shabbos is a Sunday already.
No, but if Yudzai Matam was a Thursday, you could do a wedding Wednesday night. That's three baskets. Because yeah. We start the whole idea of... Okay. In other words, what he's saying is...
It's before the Srivix, but you explain, are in the Srivix.
No, but to explain the Igros, what does he mean? He says the 3 weeks kick off when? Not on the day of the Shiva Sofer Tammuz, but on the time the fast begins. That's why, even though the night before 23 weeks, the Chor, says no, we start the Minhagei Avelus only during the fast. So you could say everything was delayed by one day.
It's a palace, isn't it? Because it's plush of Shad.
Yeah.
I hear. So just to summarize what we learned. Basically, I hear. Maybe you could argue in the last one and say 3 weeks, a different this, maybe.
Need the 9 days.
But the mic, what? You can make a wing on Shabbos, yeah. Right, but Moitz, so you say Chur, Moitz Shabbos, yeah. And it can happen. In other words, what I'm if you can argue, what I'm trying to say is like this. If you want to say like the Abni Nezer, the other side of the Nezer, everything is pushed by one day. Meaning we just pushed everything by one day. So we're starting now, the Shivas of Betamos really moved to Yud Ches Betamos, and Tisha B'Av moved to Yud Betamos. So you could say the 3 weeks also moved by one day. And you want to say maybe not, maybe the 3 weeks remain where they were supposed to be, and it's the tiniest did not. Okay, I can hear that argument. But just to summarize, we came out, there's four different sources that you see that Shivas of Betamos is not a just move the day, it stayed on Shabbos, and we are just doing our Shlomo of the fast the next day. Source number one was the idea that we have, that what the Shulchan Aruch says, when we pass Kikrit to Ramah, that Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, Dvorim Shebetzina Noeg. You do Noeg Avelos, Dvorim Shebetzina. So it means Tisha B'Av is not on Sunday, so it was actually on Shabbos. The second raya is when we pass Kikrit, if a person ate by mistake on a fast, you don't say do the fast a different day. Meaning that is the Iker day. The third thing is what we're saying, that if Tisha B'Av moves by one day, Baal Bris can eat after Mincha. Means you're making, and the Rav Kiyager says, I'm choyin can eat, because it's not the same thing like a regular fast. And finally, Gus Moshe that says that you can't do a wedding on Moitzi Shabbos of this year, even though Shabbos Vatamas did not start, it's considered to be that it started, meaning it was the day before, it would just move to the next day. So the Fkimina Lamaisa, Aloch Lamaisa, what comes out is, if a Bar Mitzvah boy turns Bar Mitzvah, and he says Vatamos, so Meikar Adin, he doesn't have a din in Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah, he doesn't have to fast on Sunday because he didn't need to fast on Shabbos. It's a Hashlom for Shabbos. You don't have to do it on Sunday.
Might you teach me this year? We have
certain laws. So I'll tell you. Yeah.